So I'm going to take my websites to the next level, my information to the next level, and my focus on this journey. I've got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of irons in the fire, full-time, part-time, side jobs, side work, projects, all kinds of stuff. So what I'm going to do is focus mainly on the audio. And the stuff that's controversial, I'm going to create a section on my websites and load it there, because I'm not going to load it online and let them censor me on truth. So I'm going to create a link at the top of every website that I have. And I'm going to put controversial or censored. It's going to be at the top. You can click it. It'll take you to the audio, and you'll be able to listen to the audio. It'll have a title. But this censorship junk is for the birds. And if people can't handle the truth, these people are the dictators. These people are the liars. These people are the pharaohs. These people are the narcissists, psychopaths. These are the people who are doing wrong and who don't want the truth to go out. And so when I load this, which the stuff I'm loading now, anybody can listen to it. Just go to the website, click audio, and listen to all the audio. There are some sites with video on it, but that takes up a lot of memory and it costs me money. I have to put a link, a donate link at the top as well. And this donate link, look, even if you donated $5, it's going to help. But you can download the audio. You can download the video. All you have to do is go to the website, click audio, and on to the right, there's three little bars. You download it. And so you can download it, download 10 of them, put them on a thumb drive or whatever, listen to them in your car, spread them, rewrite it, write a PDF, learn from it, whatever you want to do. But one of the things that I'm going to go deeper into is like how to break through to the other side. And the way to break through to the other side, you might say, what are you talking about? To quit thinking in 3D and start thinking in 5D. Because if you break from the 3D mindset to the 5D mindset, 3D becomes very easy. And the biggest way that you do it is through the archetypes. Because once you start to see the archetypes, you see past time. There's nothing new. You can look at all the faces on the earth and put them in a database, and you can look at the people who drink, the people who smoke, the people who are negative, and the same patterns would be on their face. It's written into the body. It's written into the body. This is a 3D story. It's just like you opening a book and reading a story, and it's got these pictures of these characters or whatever. You are a character in a 3D story. And so when you break through to the other side, you look back at 3D and you listen to what people are saying. You pay attention to what's going on around you, and you see the archetypes, and you already know what's going to happen before it happens. I know it's hard to understand what I just said. I understand, but that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to start discussing some of these things. The people who are twisted and upside down and convoluted in their thinking and their actions and their belief systems, they're going to end up that way over time, because you reap what you sow in the 5D and the 3D and every part of life, financial, everything. If you overeat, you're going to get fat. If you eat too much sugar, you're going to get diabetes. You're going to get neuropathy. You're going to feel bad. The good thing about all this stuff, you can reverse it, because it's a recreation moment by moment, day by day. year by year. You can recreate. Your body is built just like the universe. It recreates. You can rebuild muscle. You can rebuild your health. You can rebuild your spirit, your soul, your mind. You can rebuild everything. Because it's a renovation system. Like the word recreation is recreation. When you go and you ride your bike or you go walk or you go somewhere and go fishing, you're recreating. So then you get, so on the weekend you go fishing or you go kayaking or something. It's recreation, right? So why are you doing the recreation? Because you get ready to go back to work Monday. You created some recreation in the evening or on the weekend. You go back Monday and you're a new creature. You're refreshed, refresh, recreate. And so your body has recreation encoded in it. The earth has recreation encoded in it. The universe has recreation coded in it. Why? Because the archetype is Jesus and God. Jesus is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is a God of creation and recreation. Even in the book of Genesis, talks about, what does it say? It talks about creation, but it also, where is it? Genesis 1, 2, or 3, somewhere it says, God, it just went out of my mind, but there's a word that talks about creation, but it uses the word regenerate or generation or something in there in the first three chapters. God made heaven and earth, right? He renewed it or refreshed it or whatever. And you think, well, why is it? What? And people go down all these rabbit holes and say, well, what does that mean? He's giving you a hint to that every day is a recreation. You know, a lot of people go down the rabbit hole, they'll read that one word, and they'll say, oh, there must have been a billion years. No, it's 7,000 years. Our concept of time is a little bit different than God's concept of time. You know, this is going off in another direction. But my point is, in 7 days, God created. Now, were the 7 days longer back then, shorter back then? Only God knows. But I can tell you one thing, that once you see the recreation that's encoded in your body, that's encoded in the earth, that's encoded in your mind, your soul, your spirit, the universe, in Jesus, because every moment you're being sanctified and renewed day by day. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind day by day. So your mind is spirit. And so as your spirit mind is renewed, it writes into the body. It writes into the 3D. It breaks the matrix. I don't know if you noticed this or not, but a lot of stuff I talked about 10 years ago is becoming mainstream. I'm not saying I'm special or anything, but when God reveals a lot of this stuff to me, it wasn't out there. There's people using my code. Like I'll do a word and I'll put a dot and then the word. People are using the way I decode. People are breaking the etymology down like I've broke it down 10 years ago. People are starting to see there's secret code hidden in plain view. And the surface base creature, the base nature, the base reality is not all there is. I mean, it's right in front of you. You can look at something and you can look at these paper towels, right? I got a roll of paper towels. It's a roll of paper towels. To roll, it goes back to scroll. Paper is pa, per the pa. Towels, T-O-W-E-L. T-O-W sounds like T-A-U, which goes back to the cross, or T-A-W-E-L. L is God. So this roll of paper towels points back to God, who is a God of renewal. God is a God of cleansing. God is a God who saves. God is a God who provides. God who is a God who cleans up. God will clean up the mess. He'll take your mess and turn it into something good. He renews. He cleanses. He renovates. He gives you something new. And so when he gives you a new idea, go with it. Don't listen to man. If God gives you an idea and it's a new idea, go with it. Even if nobody else is doing it, that's a sign to go with it. And so I'm going to put a section on my website where it says censored or controversial. It's not controversial to the believer because we know the truth. We know the truth. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. We know about proper marriage. We know about birthing the baby instead of aborting the baby. We know about these things. The baby's not a blob. It's a fetus. And the word fetus means baby in French. Why did they change baby to fetus? Because they used a cloak to try to get you to think, well, that's just a fetus. But the word fetus doesn't mean just a blob. It means baby. They're playing tricks. They're playing mind games. And so by us revealing the truth that's hidden in plain view, and by people seeing it, by people hearing, every person is per the sun. When people can see the etymology and the objects all point to what Jesus did, when people see the renovation that happens in your body and creation is because of what happened at the cross. God is a God of renewal. God is a God of renovation. God is a God of recreation. He created the heavens and the earth. But I promise, if you go to Genesis 1, 2, and 3, and it's probably in chapter 1, there's a R-E in there. God is a God of renewal. And if you think about it from a big perspective, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, and then you see Genesis 1, it was already in the mind of God. So when he regenerated the earth, I can't even remember the verse or the way it said right now. This should be like settled in my mind, but I'm sorry. You'll have to look it up. Maybe I'll look it up later and paste it. But he refreshed the earth. He tells them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish. There it is. And replenish the earth. They'll take that word and go down rabbit holes that'll mess you up. Don't add to that. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. God made Adam and Eve and told them to replenish the earth. Think about Genesis. Genesis, God made heaven and earth. Adam and Eve fell. There's your death. But then Jesus made a way of escape, the resurrection. So when God says replenish the earth, what is he talking about? Just redo what I've already done. Recreate the stuff. The seed goes in the ground and dies and it rises new. Just keep replenishing it. Keep adding to it. The word plenish goes to plenary, means full. So in your air conditioning system, there's the square box. They call it the P-L-E-N. It's the same word as plenary, full. The whole creation was there. And so Adam and Eve fell, dropped it down. He says, replenish the earth. He knew they would fall before they fell. That's why Jesus went to the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation world. Even though it happened before the foundation world, it appeared 2,000 years ago on earth. But it was already written in the mind of God. So what has been shall be, what shall be has been. So it's already been. We're just redoing it. We're regenerating. Those people could live 1,000 years. Why are we not living 1,000 years now? The reason is the devil's poisoning you. And this is what I'm talking about, some of the stuff that they censor. From your air, from your water, from your sugar, from your food, from your just overeating, and so forth. The devil is poisoning people. So to make a long story short, I'm going to add a new section that I think that they would censor that I'm going to upload to. And it might include some videos, you know, but the database costs money to run, you know. It costs money to ride the train. If I go from here to Raleigh, it's $20. If I go to here, $20. If I go here to Charlotte, it's like $40 on a train, a round trip, you know. My point is, it costs money to ride the train. The data is going to be uploaded. The etymology, the breaking the words into parts. And the reason that they're breaking the words into parts, this is key. If you can grasp this, you know more than CERN. If you can break the words into parts, just like you take the Bible and break it into parts, you're rightly dividing creation. You're breaking it into parts. And as you break it down to parts, you can see the parts in the whole, and then you see the whole in the parts. Just like the Bible, you break it into parts, you see the whole Bible, you see the parts, and then you see the whole, the way the Greeks taught. And so when you break something into parts, the etymology, an object, anything, a programming language, anything, you have to realize the language came from God. Genesis chapter 10, somewhere in there. God divided the languages. And when you break a word or a language or a sentence or a syntax or anything into parts, and you do that long enough, you start to see the whole picture in the parts and the parts in the whole, which is the definition of a hologram. And then when you see the whole holographic truth, you approach holiness more and more. As you approach holiness, by seeing the hologram to see the truth, because as you see the truth more and more, you don't want to hurt your neighbor. You don't want to badmouth your neighbor. You don't want to be evil to your neighbor, because you see in your neighbor the person per the sun. That's why the Bible talks about your enemy, give them bread and water, and you heap coals. When you have an enemy, realize they're still in the base nature. You don't hate your enemy. They hate you. And so when you give them bread and water, they're having to look face to face of what they are not. When you give and they're not giving, when you're nice and they're not nice, and I don't even want to use the words nice, but when you're kind and they're not kind, when you're respectful and they're not, they're looking at an image of what they are not. And so it's just like Wile E. Coyote. When Wile E. Coyote looks at Roadrunner, he sees what he is not. Wile E. Coyote is just a base nature reptilian flesh mind. And so when you give them the spirit mind and you don't respond in the flesh, you step into a new realm. And that realm is out of reach of their understanding. And so they're going to try to censor you because you are extraterrestrial, because they're only the terrestrial. And when I say terrestrial, they're only of the flesh mind. And when you're speaking to somebody in the spirit mind, they can't hear you unless they are spirit. And it makes them mad because they can't attain to it. And the reason they can't attain to it is because they're trying to do it in their own power. And the only way you're going to attain from 3D to 5D is the power of God. And the whole purpose is dying daily to renew your mind daily. Is it easy? No. Does it get easier? Yes. Because the more you die daily, the more you see God working. And you say, oh, when I try to do it in my own power, I get nowhere. So let me just die daily and God takes me to the next level. Long story short, I'm going to try to explain these concepts in different ways and different examples and object lessons, because a lot of people, they're so close, but yet so far. So when I talk about archetypes, allow you to see past time, Most people don't know what I'm talking about, but that's okay. I'm going to try to explain it in a different way. Somehow, I'm going to try to get that across to people. But it's not really, it's so easy, a child could understand it. But the reason it's complicated is because they trained you to think of time as linear instead of cyclical. They trained you to think like the world, the flesh, and probably life. They trained you in the education system of the earth plane. And so the only way you're going to grasp these things is cut the music off, the TV off, the noise, and go to God directly and ask, what does that mean really? And then when he shows up on the scene and he downloads it to you by his spirit that abides in you if you're saved, then you're going to say, oh, totally makes sense. Most of the stuff that the news, the media and all that, not most of it, all of it, you're being bombarded with lies all the time. They might give you 1% truth, but 90%, 99% lies. But you're being bombarded with, and you're rubbing shoulders with people who believe these lies, and they just repeat as a parrot what they've heard. Long story short, something new's coming. I'm going to try to explain this stuff from a different perspective in a new way, and hopefully some people jump on the bandwagon, and we're going to just dissect this thing as much as we can. And I'm going to put the stuff that I think is going to be censored on the website under a new section called Censored, or Censored Material or whatever. It's so easy, but we've been brainwashed by the flesh mind not to see it. But the simplicity that's in Christ, just like faith alone and Jesus alone, the other stuff is easy too. Once you see the archetypes, once you see past time, once you see that time is not linear, once you understand the now, everything is the now, once you understand that all information is happening right now, the AI, all that's been in the past. The devil's just an AI. The flesh mind's just AI. The only reason that the AI machines are appearing now is because it's the culmination of the flesh mind starting to appear. Because mankind, his flesh mind is the AI program. Because a flesh creature is just running on the spirit of the age. They're running on as a robot. Most people are robots. They're just running on a culture program or a bloodline program or a TV program. You've been programmed from a child. And so AI has always been here. It's just starting to culminate as an AI machine out there. And so man's saying, oh no, the AI is going to be controlling us and our dictator. Well, it's already been there because your flesh mind is the AI. If you can overcome your flesh mind, you overcome the AI. But you can't overcome your flesh mind because you're trying to do it in the energy of the flesh. In order to overcome the old Adamic flesh mind, you have to do it in the energy of the spirit, which is contrary. And so the spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind, and the flesh mind can never understand it. So the only way you're going to grasp the spirit mind and see past time, see the archetypes, see that everything's happening now, is through the spirit mind. And to grasp this concept is life-changing. If you can grab hold of that right now in your body is the AI flesh mind robot that's appearing on the scene, it's always been here. It's just starting to appear. Just like the spirit mind is in you if you're saved. It's always been here if you're saved. And Jesus is coming back, the revelation, the culmination. It's appearing. So you got the flesh mind trying to ramp up. It's appearing. You got the spirit mind ramping up. It's appearing. So everything's starting to happen faster and faster and faster. The robots, the spirit creatures, the sons of God, the sons and daughters of the devil, they're starting to magnify the hive mind, and then the body of Christ. It's all culminating to one big, the electric cars are just a part of it. Everything in front of you is just a culmination of either the flesh mind or the spirit mind. And if you just can grab just a little bit of what I just said on that last part, you'll say, oh, I got it. If you can just hear that, the flesh mind is culminating in front of you with electric cars, AI program, robots, but the spirit mind is also culminating in front of you where the sons of God are seeing deeper and deeper into 5D, but the 3D is trying to take over, the machines are trying to take over versus the spirit creatures who have the real power. And so the machines just are following the 3D's following the 5D, but the 3D's following the 5D as an anti. And that's hard to grasp too, I understand. But the 3D flesh mind is following the 5D spirit mind, but is following in an anti way. Because it can't follow. It will be, that's why you see more fighting and wars and rumors of wars, because the flesh mind is trying to be spiritual in the energy flesh, and it just creates more fighting and more craziness. But the spirit creatures should have more peace and more peace and more peace and more love and more understanding and more patience. If you're saved, you have more compassion, you have more understanding, because we're approaching the return of Jesus, but they're going to be more angry because of the judgment. God convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So the judgment's coming. And so they're going to be more angry and more mad because the judgment is starting to appear. The revelation of Jesus, not only does it bring us hope, but it destroys them. And they don't like that. And so the flesh creatures are going to get worse. The spirit creatures are going to get better. And there's a great division. They're going to try to copy us and say what we say, but they really don't know what they're saying. They're just copycats. And notice the word copycat is 33. So everything copies after, or follows after 33, the cross, what happened at the cross, but it either follows in the spirit or it follows in the flesh. I hope somebody can hear what I'm saying.